Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, today and tomorrow, our reporter Brian O'Connell will be previewing the All-Ireland Hurling Final between Cork and Clare for us. And today, Brian reports from Cork.
It's Friday morning in Cork city centre. And with just over a week to go, the excitement and anticipation is building towards the All-Ireland Final weekend. Outside Cork Coffee Roasters, Cork sporting legend Jimmy Barry Murphy is analysing the semi-final performance and assessing Cork's chances.
I must be honest, I thought we were in trouble at half-time. But after half-time, the lads came out and absolutely blitzed Limerick. And the pace that we showed and the belief was extraordinary. I thought it was a great tribute to them and to the backroom team.
So Cork going into the All-Ireland Final as favourites?
They'll definitely be favourites. But I have to remind people that Clare came to Páirc Uí Chaoimh and beat Cork here, which was a great achievement, and we're very good on the night.
What's it like, Jimmy, the anticipation, the build-up, the expectation, particularly in a place like Cork?
Well, you know, I was lucky enough to be part of it on a few occasions, and it's a fantastic time. I suppose, to be honest, I would say it's the best 2 weeks of your life. Cork people, you saw the reaction of the supporters in Páirc Uí Chaoimh against Limerick, and again last Sunday in Croke Park. There's a phenomenal love of hurling in Cork and belief in the team, and people want them to win. And
that anticipation or the expectation, is there pressure with that, and how do you manage it?
The pressure, no, in a sense, was bigger, I thought, as big playing Limerick because of the huge team that they'd become and their reputation around them, and it was hard to get over the line against them. Finals are about delivering on the day, and the key to management is getting the players in the right frame of mind.
Are you being pestered for tickets now?
I am indeed, yeah. Unfortunately, I'm not in a way to get them anymore, as many as I'd like, but it's all part of the build-up around Cork, as you know, Brian, living here. There's a huge expectancy. It's a great goodwill feeling about hurling in Cork, and it's fantastic for the whole county, I think. I'm looking forward to it immensely.
Give us your prediction.
I think Cork will win. I think that this team are coming. I think that, as I said, you referred to 2013, I think we've got a better spread of players now than we had then. We've got some absolutely class players, and I think that we will just get over the line.
Confident prediction there by Jimmy Barry Murphy. For Blarney GAA Club, this is the first time they have three senior players representing their club in an All-Ireland final. Mark Coleman, Shane Barrett and Paddy Power. With the village covered in bunting, some of the underage players tell me who they think is going to win.
That'd be a 50-50.
Do you think so?
Yeah. It'll be a very solid match, but it'll be enjoyable. Very enjoyable, so.
Have you all tickets now, the most important question?
No, not yet.
We're sorting that one out.
I'm going on my holidays the week.
Stop. Sure, the holiday will have to be cancelled.
Yeah,
where are you going on holidays?
I'm going to France, but my dad wants, because the three of us, there's five of us in the family, and my mum and sister want to stay in Paris, while the three of the boys in our family want to fly back on that day and come back.
This could be very tense.
I know.
So what's going to happen? Are you going to have a vote or something? That's 3-2, isn't it?
Yeah.
You'll have to find a big screen in Disneyland or something.
Yeah, I know.
Dennis McSweeney, who has played with Blarney since he was a child, also gave me his predictions, and I also met with Stephen O'Brien, fixtures secretary.
I know, I said we puck ball between the two teams. Yeah. Clare, good team, but be confident enough, so hopefully they get over the line, but it's not, I said, within 3 points either way.
And it's great driving into the village here. Bunting is up, flags are up.
I know, it's fantastic to see, and look, there was a big gang. The call was put out yesterday to get a crew down this evening to put the bunting up, and there was about 20 volunteers, so the whole village is decked out. There's great bunting put around the club, and it's great to see the red and white, and hopefully we'll have it up for a good few weeks yet.
What impact does it have?
What it's meant, like, our underage, our Club Na Nóg section from under 5 up to under 12, that's just exploded with numbers for the last couple of years, and it's almost directly from having that involvement from, you know, these guys going to the schools after we've won counties the last few years, seeing the guys playing with Cork. It's fantastic to see, and it's just the kids just absolutely love it when they see Shane or Padraig or Mark come into the pitch when they're training. It's, you know, it's just so just a massive boost for them.
It's the beauty of the GAA as well, isn't it, that the stars, let's call them stars, are so accessible.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you know, our car boot sales here, Mark Mark and Paddy and Shane will be doing the clean up after it, like, and it's
and
just
we'll
fantastic
be making
to
the
see
tea,
that.
Yeah. Mark's mom, yeah, she Mark's often gave me a cup of tea and a bun.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. So no better woman to, and it's great, the families, the three families, they do phenomenal work in the club long before the lads ever put on a Cork jersey.
What's the scramble for tickets like?
It's crazy. Our initial allocation was 68 tickets, and then we got 60 extra because of having the three lads involved. We hope that we'll get another allocation, but look, it won't go anywhere near to meet the demand that we have, which is fantastic. Like, I suppose to see such a demand from around the village and around the community looking to go to the games, and you know, hopefully everybody will be looked after, and look, that's what we'll be trying to do.
Now, if Cork do win, you can be sure the county's unofficial anthem, The Banks of My Own Lovely Lee, will get a rendition or two. And who better to talk to about the song than the great Sean O'Shea?
There's a third verse, which I don't have off by heart, which turns it into a very patriotic song, that he'd shed his last drop of blood for the banks of my own, you know, that kind of thing. As a singer, of all the recordings I've made, the favourite one would be a recording of The Banks of My Own Lovely Lee that I did with the Symphony Orchestra and Sean O'Riordan. But anyway, will I give you a version of The Banks?
Give us a version of The Banks.
Yeah. And here's to Sunday. How oft do my thoughts in their fancy take flight to the home of my childhood away, to the days when each patriot's vision seemed bright, ere I dreamed that those joys would decay. When my heart was as light as the wild winds that blow down the Mardyke through each elm tree, where we sported and played neath the green leafy shades of the banks of my own lovely lea, where we sported and played neath the green leafy shades on the banks of my own.
And that is Sean O'Shea ending Brian O'Connell's report. And those who are supporting Clare, do not fear, because Brian will be reporting from there tomorrow.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.